Hey Tom, so I'm just going to give you a bit about what Tannoy means to me personally, and my reasons for building it are also my reasons for building it with Ben and our kind of affiliations together. But yeah, as I mentioned to you briefly before, I have like a deep motivation to get Tannoy off the ground because I see it as being a tool, especially for people in Camden. Adults with learning disabilities. I say this because my brother unfortunately has learning disabilities, and that was due to the fact that my mum went through a traumatic birth. But you know, one thing I do see in my brother daily is he's able to talk to anybody, and he's quite friendly and forthcoming. And everybody in Gospel Oak in Camden knows who my brother is because he sits down sometimes and just talks to people, and he says hello to a lot of people while he's walking up and down. And I think it's testament for people in the same position as him, and testament to why we're building Tannoy. It doesn't matter where you're coming from or what your background is, your voice will ultimately let others know how you feel. And whether that's not just through words, it can be through noises and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? That's quite a common way of making somebody know you're uncomfortable or happy. It's just by making a noise. A certain type of noise can resonate with you. But, you know, like I say, my brother is able to speak to anybody, and I think that there are others like that who can talk and have the confidence to talk about things and with others. And I really see this as a way of bringing communities together to shield people like that, and to put a ring around them essentially, and say that, look, there is somebody there to talk to you, there is somebody there to help you, there is somebody else on the other side of the line to ask how you're doing. And I think that is very, very important, and that's definitely come out of the pandemic, just general people's mental health and you know, their state of mind. And I guess that's the first link that Ben and I have, is, you know, Ben being a mental health specialist and me having concerns about how this could work for people's mental health, and how we want to address users' mental health within Tannoy. Is that, you know, we want this platform to be very aware of that, and to build features and products within Tannoy that would help and enhance people's experiences, especially, you know, like I said, people with learning disabilities, to be able to be in a community on Tannoy where they can speak to anybody. You know, how are you doing? What are you up to? Is there anything cool, exciting happening in the area? I'm keen to meet up with somebody and go for a coffee. And, you know, I think there's an opportunity to do that. But like I was saying, you know, the affiliation that I have in the mental health, it's one of the big reasons why I approached Ben in the first place about it, because I know he's very conscious of it. And with our separate times using social media, he has identified many things that can change, and we at Tannoy want to be able to address those from the off. We've always said we're from the bottom up as opposed to the top down. We want to be for everybody, full inclusivity. And yeah, I consider Ben to be the perfect candidate to help me build this as a co-founder. Also, you know, Ben and I were both Camden reps. Ben went to Haverstock School and I went to Real Primary down in Real Street. And I actually did my secondary school. I was at secondary school in Pimlico School, actually, now known as Pimlico Academy. But I came back over to Camden to do my A-levels at Camden School for Girls. And yeah, I mean, Ben and I didn't meet within Camden, but, you know, there's also a strong link to Camden, and why I want to be able to expose this to Camden first, one of the first London boroughs, to experience Tannoy and to be the first to shape how it works for other people, and to create those communities that I really see will thrive through Camden. I want Tannoy to be able to help people who are hard of hearing, and, you know, we want to be able to help people who are blind as well, and to make them feel inclusive and not somebody who is considered to have a disability. I'm a really strong advocate of using your voice to letting people know how you feel. And this is very much something that, or an offering that I want to be able to put down to Camden. So I think, you know, that for me is a personal motivation. Aside from the problem of the misinterpretation of text, which you've obviously talked about, you know, that's quite obvious. But for me, it's how I feel I can help society as a whole with bringing this platform. And it really does boil down to how we build it from the beginning, hence me being very conscious about it and having Ben on as co-founder to help me build this. So I think, yeah, from a personal perspective, that's what Tanoi means to me, and that's my motivation behind building it. But it's also there's a strong link between Ben and I in the mental health sector side of things, that I feel Ben is the best person to address that. Yep, I hope that helped. And please let me know if there's any more details that you might require, or there's anything obvious that I didn't say. All right, cheers, Tom. Thank you.